Command Sergeant Major Capel, thank you once again for taking your time to speak with us about the very important topics of discussion for our service members and our coalition partners. What would you like to talk to our service members about today?
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell them thanks again for all the hard work and stuff they're doing every day around the battlefield. And since we are on Leadership Matters, I'd just like to say leadership does matter to me, and it matters the most when we're leading men and women in harm's way. What I'd like to talk about today is the sacrifice that our men and women are going through each day. And as I sit here and look around the battlefield, I have to be remembered about what happened in the United States here almost 11 years now. I kind of sit around and you know, I see things that I never forget. And the attack on our country 11 years ago is one of those things that I would never, ever forget, regardless of how long I live. It's one of the things I never, ever want to see again as attack on the United States or any other country that magnitude that killed nearly 3,000 innocent people that was just going by their way, working and doing things that they had to do to survive. But I always remember as we get close to 9/11, September 11, which is just a few weeks away, I remember the bravery of our firefighters, of our first responders, our rescuers, and people who rushed to those towers, who rushed to the Pentagon and to the fields of Pennsylvania to try to save lives of the men and women that was in the Twin Towers inside the Pentagon and in the plane that crashed in the fields of Pennsylvania. And I have to think about the guys and girls that's been on the battlefield now about 11 years that we have been fighting this war on terror. They have really stood up to the plate. They have really done an excellent job over here. They have really protected freedom for many, many, many people back at home in the United States and around the world. And I just want to reach out and say thank you for volunteering to do the things you do in order to provide freedom for millions of people around the world. I often talk to them about what would have happened if we would have did nothing. What would have happened if we would have just watched our towers fall, watched the plane crash into the Pentagon's and in the fields of Pennsylvania? What would have happened if we would have did nothing? And it's kind of scary to think about pre-predicting the future of what would have happened. But I'd probably say that there would have probably been more terrorist attacks on the United States and other parts of the world. I'd probably say that it would have kind of built some motivation within the terrorist organizations. I would probably say that we would have sat back and shared many tears of people that we didn't respond to in the right way in order to provide freedom for our people. We as servicemen and women who raised our right hand and volunteered to serve our country, we volunteered to fight for freedom for the American people, freedom for around the world. That is our job, and that's what we get paid to do. And we will never, ever, never, ever, ever let someone come and slap our people in the face, kill innocent people, and not do anything about it. It was a bad day for our country in the United States, and people, many, many people around the world, such as myself, I remember it just like it was yesterday. I seen those towers fall. I seen the plane crash into the Pentagon and into the fields of Pennsylvania. And those things are things that would never, ever go away in my mind. I just like to thank the men and women on the battlefield who continue to serve after 11 years of war, who continue to put on their rucksack, body armor, helmet, pick up their weapon, and go fight for the freedom of the American people and for the freedom of the people around the world. It's just absolutely amazing when you walk out here and you see those guys and girls on the battlefield in harm's way who look at you in the eyes and say they never want to see attack at that magnitude on no country, never ever again. And they would do whatever they have to do to make sure it don't happen on their watch. So, you know, my hats is off to our guys and girls who's in harm's way today that continue to fight for freedom so millions of people back at home can continue to fly around the world, visit their grandmas and grandpas, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, go to baseball games, basketball games, to include the Olympics that's going on now. I mean, that's a great deal of men and women that's doing a whole lot to make sure that the people back at home can do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, and they don't have to be afraid to do it. So I'm just thankful for those guys and girls and people like you who sets up here on the battlefield, and regardless of your job is important. It don't really matter if you the guy out there shooting bullets, the infantry, of your administrative personnel, are you the mail person, are you a cook? It really don't matter what you do. Being here in Afghanistan and fighting for freedom, your job is very important. So I just want to thank the men and women for what they do every day for the freedom of the United States and the freedom of they provide for people around the world.
What? Thank you so much, Sergeant Major. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just look at them and just say, look around you while you're here in Afghanistan. Look at the things that you have done for the freedom of the Afghan kids. And at the end of the day, those kids is what it's all about. We have Afghan kids now that's in school getting educated, things that they would never, ever dream about 11 years ago. But those kids are happy today. And if you walk around and you talk to them, they will give you high fives. They will give you a thumbs up. They will come and stand beside you. They want to take a picture with you just because of the freedom that you have provided for the Afghan people, and particularly the kids who's getting educated now and doing the things they do that they didn't have the opportunity to do before. As we continue to go through our surge withdrawal, our guys and girls haven't missed a beat. I mean, we look at the retrograde stuff that's going on out of here, and the number of pounds and tons of equipment that's being retrograded out of theater, and to some points, the money that's being saved by some of the stuff that was out there that's being recovered, fixed, and maintained, and returning back home. That's great. The withdrawal is going great. We're right on point and doing a great job with withdrawal. But downsizing. But when you look around and see the important thing is the Afghan National Security Force is taking the lead. Those locations in which we are drawing down, the Afghan National Army, police, other security vice forces is out on the front line doing the things that they know they have to do in order to provide freedom for their country. So I'm just absolutely thrilled to see this process in place. Myself and everybody here at ISTAF is 100% involved in everything that's going on. And we continue to stay focused on mission number one, and that's continue to keep pressure on the enemy so that they won't be able to come over here and interrupt the way that the Afghans want to live their life. So just thank you for what you're doing up there at the AFN, and thank you for continuing to call me up here to get this Leadership Matters on the radio. And thank all the men and women out there who's listening about doing things that they do every day.
Hua. Thank you, Sergeant Major. I hope to speak with you again really soon. Is there a song that I could play you?
Yeah, I think we'll play Toby Keith.
Who was? Some Toby Keith.
Yeah, the American soldier. We just trying to be a father.
Excellent.
Yep. So thank you for getting that on, and thank you for what you're doing up there every day. And I just,
cool. You have a good day.